Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Be buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel of OSU joining us in just a moment.
If you could take a rainbow and a clear blue summer sky
and mix them with a gentle breeze in a bowl of pure sunshine,
you'd have the taste of bluebell made the good old-fashioned way.
Then you'd have a real good start on a bluebell country day.
Homemade ice cream, what a perfect way to say, have yourself a bluebell country day.
Bluebell has always made mighty fine ice cream, but our new cake and ice cream flavor really does take the cake. Vanilla ice cream with chocolate sprinkles, chocolate-coated cake pieces, and a swirl of luscious chocolate icing. Dip into a slice.
Bluebell homemade ice cream, what a perfect way to say, have yourself a Bluebell country day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
No fooling on this April 1st. Month of March was a good month for the cattle market. Higher money in areas like the feedlots, the stocker cattle, calf trade, and the wholesale box beef trade allowed cattle feeders to make money. Our stocker people making pretty good money on calves they're selling as well. And even the packers are making money. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talks with us today about all of this. And Daryl, what about the wholesale box beef trade? Is that a pretty good indicator that maybe beef demand's a little more robust?
Well, it certainly seems to be. A week ago it looked like that we had kind of reached a seasonal peak in both box beef and fed cattle markets, and kind of looked like maybe we had stalled out. And then this week we saw some new life come into that market that you really can't explain any other way than good demand. We're hearing some anecdotal indications from the country, from the retail trade, that there is indeed in some stronger movement. You know, we won't confirm this with our data for quite some time yet. It's always an after-the-fact approach from a data standpoint. But the indications are certainly there that both the box beef market in the U.S. and really the export side and the byproducts are also showing some life as with respect to export demand.
Speaking of beef exports, Daryl, those numbers seem to be positive for helping support prices as well.
It really does. Our latest data still comes from the last part of last year, and we ended up last year on a stronger than expected note. There are indications now that has continued. All of these indicators would suggest that, in general, global markets are picking up, and that's being reflected in our box beef markets, again, for both box beef as well as for the byproduct values.
Daryl, we mentioned to our listeners yesterday that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will be headed to Japan next week, hoping to widen some access for U.S. beef in the immediate future. Japan, of course, at one point was our top beef export destination. It's still a pretty important market for us, isn't it?
Well, the Japanese market historically was our biggest market. It's really changed positions even ahead of this over time. It's still a very important market. And frankly, we've continued to make slow but steady gains in that market despite the restrictions that are in place. We would certainly like to see them back off from this because there's no sort of international justification for the 20-month age limit that we've got in place. And it would certainly make it easier and allow some additional value to flow back into the U.S. market if they would open that. So we're going to continue to work on that. I'm not sure that we'll see real fast progress, but it's, as is often the case in these things, the continued presence of that issue will eventually have some results as we go down the road.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Griswold Cattle GCC Genetics Grass to Grid 2010 sale is coming up Saturday, April 10th in Follette, Texas, just west of Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 200 bulls, including Angus, Maine Angus, and Sim Angus. To request a sale catalog, just call toll-free 1-800-975-6313. That's 1-800-975-6313. Or go to collinscattleservices.com. It's Saturday, April 10th, the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid sale in Follette, Texas.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.